So we see card is in Dabago VOA in Debele.
Amachono zisobo, siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Kustudio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza siseWashington DC. Olamukela ngenjabulo enkulu emsakazweni weStudio 7 ngesonto mhlaka 10 kuLwezi 2024 ngusithandekile Mhlanga. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje, elemelika selilungiselela ukuthi umnumzana Donald Trump onqobe kukhetho lukamongameli wemelika ngeviki edluleyo aqalise umsebenzi iningi emhlabeni jikelele lilokhe licubungula ukuthi kambe umbuso wakhe uza kuba lomthelela bani emazweni alo.
Wehluleka ukunaka amazwe azikhondakhondle Africa afana nabo South Africa, afana nabo Kenya, afana nabo Nigeria. IZimbabwe ingubani yona?
Sizakuzwa eziphathelane lokholo lwesiKristu.
Amadoda la amabili ayamphendula athi, hayi, thina asinazo isiliva negolide, kuphela siphethe igama likaJesu. Ngegama likaJesu sithi phakama uhambe.
Kwezemidlalo sixoxa noNozinti owake waba lodumo uNonjabulo Dube.
Ngathi nje uFreedom Stars amthetho mkhompela la manje kazi right, but mkhompela wathi iyayithi yami ayitiumvo iligi sokafonenengani exam watho lokhu yini engenza bhati umzimba.
Zonke lezi ndaba ezigoqela ezabatsha ezamasiko ziyalandela. Kulandela ukunqoba kukhetho lukamongameli eMelika kukamnumzana Donald Trump owebandla le-Republican Party ngeviki edluleyo enqoba unkosikazi Kamala Harris owe-Democratic Party, iningi lizibuza ukuthi kambe umbuso wakhe ungaba lomthelela bani kwele Zimbabwe lezwekazi le-Afrika. Sixoxa lomnumzana Zenzo Nkomo, ingcweti ecubungula ezombusazwe ngalolu daba.
Umbuso kamongameli Trump asilindelanga tshintsho olutheni. Uma ngabe kuwukuthi kunguDonald Trump lona esimaziyo ongashintshanga, i-Afrika ayizange itsho lutho kuye. Ngiyacabanga lokuthi namanje kuncane esingakulindela kuDonald Trump singama-Afrika, siyizwe leZimbabwe. Uma ngabe kuwukuthi wehluleka ukunaka amazwe azikhondla khondle Africa afana nabo South Africa, afana nabo Kenya, afana nabo Nigeria, iZimbabwe ingubani yona? Kukhangeleke ukuthi G20 izoba nomhlangano wayo la eSouth Africa. Kukhangeleke ke ngamehlo amakhulu ukuthi kuyobonakala yini ukuthi uDonald Trump uzoza, ngoba ekubuseni kwakhe kwangaphambili waze waphela umbuso engazange walivakatshela lele le-Africa. Uma ngabe kuwukuthi ezoza eSouth Africa kulowo mhlangano, kutsho ukuthi sesizobona-ke lapho ukuthi ngabe kukhona yini azabuya ekumumethe, aza kukhuluma ngeZimbabwe, ngokuqhubeka eZimbabwe, nangezwekazi lonke nje jikelele le-Afrika.
Sesikhangela umhlaba wonke jikelele, yini esingakubona ngombuso kamnumzana Donald Trump?
Esingakubheka la ngombuso kaDonald Trump emhlabeni nasezwekazi lase-Afrika, yikuthi mhlawumbe ukuzuza esingathi siza kuzuza kuDonald Trump yikuthi akusiyo ndoda ethanda izimpi, asiyo ndoda ethanda ukulwa namanye amazwe. Ngicabanga ukuthi nje lokho kukodwa umhlaba siza ubona kuncipha izimpi, ngoba izimpi ezikhona emhlabeni zixhaswa yi-America, zinokwenza ne-America. Ungabheka impi eqhubekayo lapha since 2022 eRussia neUkraine, umuntu onikeza amandla ukuthi liyanimpi siyibone ilokhu iqhubeke njalo iAmerica. Sibuke manje okwenzeka laphayana Israeli namaPalestine eGaza, eLibanon, umuntu oxhase kakhulu liyanimpi ebuhlungu kangaka, ebula amaJuda, ebulala izingane nabantu abangomama ngaphandle kosi, konke lokhuyana ngama-America kuxhasa. esingakuzwa ke sikubone futhi kwenzeka ngaphansi kombuso ka Donald Trump ukuthi singabona izinto ezifana naleziyana ziya ziphela njengobani eke wakusho nje na ku campaign yakhe ukuthi yena uma engakhethwa noma engakagcotshwe sengu president elect wathembisa ukuthi impi yase Ukraine nase Russia uzayimisa sibhekeleke ukuthi umhlaba uzake unciphe kuzimpi ezinye ezingadingekanga kuzimpi ezinye eziza nobungozi bokuthi ngelinye ilanga singabona sekusetshenziswa izikhali ze news eze nuclear phela ezingabhisa umhlaba ezingalethi imikhuhlane eminingi ebantwini kodwa ke amazwe abanjengako Europe ngicabanga ukuthi bona awu bahlalele evalweni manje ngoba siyazi ukuthi ke uDonald Trump akazwanani kakhulukazi neNATO iNATO lena inhlanganyela yesecurity yamazwe angentshonalanga nje ungumuntu okuthi ukuza kwakhe kuNATO akusizo zindaba ezinhle kakhulu lezo asizo not nje futhi ezinhle kakhulu asizo ndaba ezinhle kubo lokho ukungena kwaDonald Trump size futhi ke kubudlelwane beAmerica neChina uhlala bumungcuke buzoba mungcu kakhulu ngaphansi kaDonald Trump akezwani kahle hle namaChina kodwa ukuthi kungagcina sekusiya empini angikholwa kangako sibe sesisiza ke ezwekazi laseAfrica izwekazi laseAfrica siyazi ukuthi kunento leyana okuthiwa iAGOA iAfrican Growth Opportunity iAGOA leyi uDonald Trump azange nje watshengisa ukuyithanda ukusebenza kwakhe lokhana kwakuqala nxa esazobuyela kuso lesiyana sinyathelo sakhe sibona ukuthi izwe lazi laseAfrica kunengi ke eliza kuswela akade likuzuza ngaphansi kweAGOA ngoba uTrump wahoxisa kakhulu imisebenzi eyenziwa yizwekazi laseAmerica emazweni omhlaba ukusho ukuthi ke ukungazuzi kweAGOA kuzokuthinta amazwe amaningi eAfrica ngoba kuningi nje imithelela ebakhona kuAGOA nakulawo mazwe angasiwo malunga ayo iAGOA yilapho ke embona ukuthi ke ukuza kaDonald Trump asizo ndaba ezinhle kubantu basemhlabeni zindaba ezinhle kulabo abathanda uxolo abangathandi izimpi zindaba ezinhle kubo abantu baseAmerica ngobuningi ngoba uyabathembisa ke naku kuphuzu lokubavikela kwisecurity ukuthi kungalula achithe imali eningi evikela ama-American. So konke ke lokho siyakubona ukuthi ukuza kaDonald Trump kuza kuqube izinto ezingezinhle emhlabeni kwabaningi kodwa ke ezinhle kuwo kanye ama-American.
Lo umnumzana Zenzo Nkomo ingcwethi ecubungula ezombusazwe esixoxelayo ecingweni eseJohannesburg wele South Africa. Ngesizwe eziphathelane labasakhulayo.
Siyalamukela kusigaba sabatsha. Igama lami nguTabo Kancube. Namhlanje sixoxa nomnumzana uNkosikhona DVD ngokhetho lwemelika kanye nokungafundwa ngabatsha.
Kuyinto enhle kakhulu ukubona abantu abasha besukumela phezulu endabeni zokhetho ngoba yibo abakhokheli bakusasa. Njalo kuqakathekile ukuthi baphatheke besasengabantu abatsha enhlelweni ezinje. Inanzelele kakhulu eArizona State lapho engikhona ukuthi abantu abatsha yibade bekhankasa kakhulu especially lapha ku Arizona State University kulabantu abatsha abaningi kakhulu ubabona bemile emakhoneni bekhuluma labantu kumbe uyazihambela laba bakubuza hayi ubhalisile yini ukuvota ithuba lokuvota selikhona ungavota uphatheke enhlelweni lezi bebelamadesk abanye bekhuthaza njalo befundisa abantu abasho ukuthi babhalise ukuvota njalo baphathele endlelweni kuhle ukuthi emelika lapha abantu abasho abasukumele phezulu ukudlula umnyaka oka-2020 wama-elections ahlulileyo.
Sesikhangela imikhankaso yababili laba umnumzana Trump lonkosikazi Harris ukunqoba kukamnumzana Trump kanye lokunqotshwa kukankosikazi Harris kungabe kubangelwe kuyini nxa sikhangela ke imikhankaso yababili laba.
Okuhle ngubone ngokhetho lwemeluka ukuthi khona ade bekhankasa laba uTrump loHarris bebesebenzisa wonke amathuba ade bewathola ukuthi babuthanise abantu bakhulume emaphephandabeni bakhulume labalandeli babo bekhulumisane labanye abantu lapha eArizona besibona bengena door to door bekhulumisana labantu bebatshela ngenhlelo zabo lalokhu abafisa ukuthi bekwenze nxa bengangena kuhulumende. Into emqoka kakhulu engiyifundileyo engiyinanzeleleyo njalo engiyijabuleleyo ngiyibona yikuthi ukhetho soluphelile, owinileyo esewinile, ubukhokheli bona lobo bukaTrump lo Kamala baxoxisene bakhulumisana kwakhongratulethwana ukuthi hhayi iMelika yayiye phambili abantu beMelika bakhethe wena ukuthi ubakhokhele ngalesi sikhathi. Khonkhana kuqakatheke kakhulu ngoba akufanelanga ukuthi sonke isikhathi sihlale sisekhethweni, sokuyisikhathi sokuthi sisebenze. Njalo i-transition kayikho lula kulezinto eziningi ezenzakalayo ukuthi
abatsha eZimbabwe yiziphi izifundo abangazithola ukukhetho lwalonyaka olokudinga umongameli weMelika.
Mina ngingakukhuthaza abantu abatsha baseZimbabwe ukuthi asiphatheneni endleleni ezokuthuthukisa ilizwe. Nxa ngisitsho njalo ngithi kwesinye isikhathi ukuphatheka kwakhona yikuzwisisa nje ukuthi iParliament isebenza njani, ikuzwisisa nje ukuthi uCouncil usebenza njani, ikuzwisisa nje ukuthi uhulumende usebenza njani, kwesinye isikhathi ikuzwisisa nje ukuthi iConstitution yethu yeZimbabwe imi njani njalo ithini ngamalungelo abantu, ithini ngathi abantu abatsha. Ngiyakhumbula kathesi kumsekelo sombutho sathi se-amendwa soku each province isile parliamentarian omela abantu abatsha. So i-province nga-province lomuntu oyedwa eyamsekondayo ukuthi ayiparlament ayimela abantu abatsha. So kuqakathekile ukuthi abantu abatsha basukumele phezulu bafunde yibo ubukhokheli bakusasa. So akulo obunye ubukhokheli okuzaba khona ngaphandle kwabantu abatsha kathesi ukuthi kumele bephatheke enhlelweni lezi kuyancedisa kakhulu ukuthi bazwisise, bayancedisa kakhulu ukuthi la bebuye lempono engancedisa ukuthi ilizwe liye phambili njalo abantu nje jikelele eZimbabwe baphumelele.
Ukuthi igaba sabatsha namhlanje besinomnumzana Nkosikhona Dibiti osakhulayo olapha eMelika sixoxa ngodaba lokhetho kanye lokungafundwa ngabatsha. Asihlanganeni ngesikhathi esifanayo ngeviki ezayo. Olivalelisayo yiTabo Kanyoka.
Siyabonga Taboka. Luyalandela uhlelo lwamasiko.
Zingana masiko wena, zingana masiko wena.
Kwenza masiko lokuphila kwabantu nsuku zonke lilami uMthembu Sithembayo uGibbs Dube. Namhla ke ngilenyanga enkulu uDavid Mkhabenyana Ngwenya khona ngale ke kubulawayo. Baba Ngwenya kunjani baba?
Ngiyakuzwa.
Siyabona Ngwenya izulu kalingani. Kambe ukuthi alicelwanga izulu kumbe kukhona okulibambileyo?
Kumnandi onjalo ngiphosela ezinduleni. Izinduna kuyadingakala ukuthi zikhiphe abantu babo abavele behambela lowo mlando wokuyakuphela amazolo ukwenzela ukuthi kwazakale ukuthi sibisibili safelwa zikhomo singenza njani. Lowo mlando wezinduna, izinduna zimele amasiko, ayisizo zinduna zepolitiki. Mele amasiko abantu, kulusiko ukuthi izinduna zikhipha abantu bekuphela amazolo ezindaweni okuphelwa khona
ikhomo
sezihlele abanye izibaya sezivalile.
Ye, singathi nxa sikhangela po. Ye, kuyazwakala kakhulu baba Ngwenya. Pho njengoba kunje komile kunje, pho kuqalwa njani? Kumele kuqaliswe ngubani khonokho ukuthi kwenziwe nxa sikhuluma ngesinto sibi?
Azihambe azikhiphe abantu izinduna bayekhala ezindaweni ezitshiyeniyo nasemtyolo kwezindawo zemtyolo bayekhala ukwenzela ukuthi kube lobubelo. Izulu liyaduma liphelele phezulu libe lomoya oyesabekayo, izindlu zithakhe. Konke lokhu kuyadingakala ukuthi kubikwe. Nxa kunomonakalo esigabeni abenkomo zishayiwe inkosazana, kuyadingakala ukuthi yabo bantu babayifika endulweni okwenzela induna ikwazi ukuthi esigabeni sayo kulomonakalo onje
bengaakholisa
ukutshayela izimota kathi izimota benzela ukuthi bayifika ezindaweni zonke kalula ugovernment kwenza kuhle kakhulu ukuthi awanike izinyawo zokuhambisa.
Yes, siyakhumbula baba ngwenya ukuthi iganga lalivele lihlanzwa. Uzokuthwa ke kusafulwa izindlu zabothekwane kusazwe konke lokhu lalokhu. Kusayenziwa phoko nokho njengoba izulu lisala kangaka.
Kuloko okuthoyo izinto okudingakala ukuthi ngenziwe kungakabi ngeSewula. Okhathesi wafika lapha kobulawayo uyabona kubothilwe amanembu ezihlathini. Kulamafleki indawo zonke esingakwaziyo ukuthi lawo mafleki amathalabhani yini konke khona lokho kuyadingakala ukuthi nemalokishini lapha abantu banezinduna zabo banemasobhuku wabo induna kayiyibuye ikhalile umasipala azake ayinwithe nabe-Z B C bekazake bayinwithe induna ukuthi ayiphoseli ilizwi lenhlonipho phakathi kwesizwe.
Kodwa ukuthi isizwe singakulandela yini khonokho na babangwenya bangakulandela abantu
ukulandela kuwumlando wokwehluleka ukulandela kuwumlando wokwehluleka kodwa kufanele bakulandele na izinduna zisezakhuluma lombusi welizwe naye ukazi izinduna ukuthi aziphathe amasiko ngendlela.
Ye, elokugcina ungathini nxa ngaphosela ukugcina khona bongweni?
Elokugcina ngalisho ukuthi hayi, ngezigaba ngezigaba, akusukuyeni, ngiyafika laphana, elokupanda mfiphi, idonki sezikhukhuzwa izihlahla, izidonki ziyacuba, njengasokucuba idonki, yanisho kufisho ukuthi inkomo seziphelile, yikho engakusho ukuthi asizameni.
Ye, leyo ke inyanga enkulu umnumzana David Mkhabinyana Ngwenya khona ngale ke kobulawayo. Ngethemba lokuthi siyahlangana singabaphileyo njalo ngeviki ezayo. Ngolivalise emoyeni namhlanje umthembo sithembayo uGibbs Dube. Lalani ezinye inhlelo zadlalelayo.
Le yi-Studio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisizwa siphuma ngapha eVoice of America eseWashington.
Lamukela kuhlelo fuselela umoya igama nguntunga milinko mo namhlanje silomfundisi Richard Mvalela Ndleya.
Ngiyabonga ukungena ehlelweni lanamhlanje. Ekubongeni kwami ngiqala ngokubingelela bonke abantu baloluhlelo olwe-Studio 7 abasilethela izindaba ezimnandi langa nelanga. Njalo masiyolala silala siyazi ukuthi izwe lime kanjani, umhlaba ukanjani, amakhosi ethu asemhlabeni ame kanjani. Siyakubongela ke lokho. Bese ngibongela nabalandeli bonke nabafisa ukulandela iStudio 7. Ngiyababongela. Ngokutsho njalo ke ngiphethe incwadi yanamhlanje izenzo zabapostoli 3 eyiqala evesini lika 11 eyifundeka ngale ndlela. Sabambelele uPetro noJohane bonke abantu bagijimela kubo emphemeni othiwa okaSolomone besaba kakhulu. Na indaba yanamhlanje ivesi nje elinye na indaba yanamhlanje ukhulunywa ngomuntu owayebambelele kula madoda amabili ngenxa yokugula kwakhe owayezale nakho kusukusela esifishini sikanina. Uma ebona la madoda amabili uyajabulela, uyabambelela kuwo la madoda lawa. Amadoda la amabili ayamphendula athi, hayi, thina asinazo isiliva negolide, kuphela siphethe igama likaJesu. Ngegama likaJesu sithi, phakama uhambe. Kuthiwa abantu ke bamangala abantu bagijimela kubo uJohane noPetros bemangele babaphendula koJohane noPetros bathi bona hayi kathi namangala kangaka ninabantu nimangalani akusiwona amandla ethu lawa ngamandla kaJesu lo enambulala laphinda namphika thina sathi uyaphila uyinkosi yamakhosi yiwo la ayenze lo muntu aphakame ehambe ngegama likaJesu. Kuthiwa abantu ke bamangala kakhulu. Ukuhlala abantu ke bemangala into yemalanga namalanga. Abantu bahlala bemangala njalo. Ukuthi lapha kuyenzekale kanjani. Bahlala bebuzane ke i-district yonke kuthi kathi laphana kwayenza kanjani. Abanye bebatsheleke kuthi hayi kwafika uJohane noPetros bevakatshela ethempelini emsebenzini wabapostoli lapho kwakuthandazwa khona. Bafika ke bayithela phezulu kwalowo muntu owayeyisishosha ehlala lapha emnyango ebekwa ngabazali bakhe. Bona ke bafika bakhuleka. Bakhuleka umuntu waphakama wama ngeenyawo. Kuthiwa abantu bonke bagijimela lapho befuna ukwazi ukuthi kuyenze njani. Leyo into eyenzakalayo langa nelanga namhlanje isayenzakala. Bantu benkosi ebantwini abathandazayo nanamhlanje le nto isayenzakala. Abantu bathandazela umuntu ehluphekile. Abathandazayo bethandaza abantu abangatholi imisebenzi bethola imisebenzi ngokuthandaza kuphela. Ngokutsho njalo ke ngiyabonga. Ake siceleleni abantu abagulayo abasezibhedlela nabagulayo besemakhaya nabagulayo befihla asibathandazeleni uNkulunkulu abe nabo ngokuba uNkulunkulu nguye yedwa onamandla okufaka abantu enjabulweni ebakhipha enhluphekweni amandla lawo ahleli kuNkulunkulu kuphela akekho omunye umuntu futhi onawo oyabe eyayenzile esonta uyabe ecutshelwe nguNkulunkulu. Ngokutsho njalo abantu siyababonga abalalelayo iStudio 7 lolu hlelo lolu ngokuba lusifundisa izinto eziningi sizwa izinto zamazwe ngamazwe nathi sibe ngabantu abaphilayo ngokuzwa into zamazwe ngamazwe. Njalo ke bathi oJohane noPetros babesebenza straightforward. Babengafani namakhosi anamhlanje la akhulunywa kuthiwa umbuso uyadakana. Umuntu angadakwa kasayazi into ayenzayo. Ngokutsho njalo ke lapha sikhuluma ngezevangeli, ivangeli li straightforward. Thandazwele umuntu aphile ame ngeenyawo aphile ehambe engophilayo efakaze etshela abantu abanengi ukuthi wasinda ngomthandazo. Ngokutsho njalo ake sithandazeleni abagulayo nabantwana nabasezibhedlela sibathandazele inkosi uJesu abe nabo ngoba uye yedwa onamandla wokusindisa abantu. Asithandazeni sonke. Ukuthandaza kwethu ke sonke kusinikeza amandla. Nkosi siyabathandazela bonke abasemhlabeni abagulayo nabasezibhedlela nabasemakhaya. Sithi uNkulunkulu makabe nabo. Ngokutsho njalo ke sibeka nabantwana izimviyo zabantwana ngokuba babhalile abantwana amazwe namazwe babhalile bafuna ukupasa iba nabo Nkosi. Siyakubonga lokho egameni likaJesu waseNazaretha. Amen. Rakuleboga Modimo mo lebitsong la Ntate le la Mora le la Moya mo hona ka o sa feleng. Amen.
Sibonge umfundisi Richard Mvalela Nleya ngentshumayelo yakhe kuhlelo Vuselela Umoya. Tiyani indlebe kuhlelo lunye ngeviki ezayo. Lilami uNtungamile Nkomo.
Le Studio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisizwa siphuma ngapha eVoice of America eseWashington. Wezemidlalo unozinti owake waba lodumo uNonjabulo Dube uthi uzwa ukudana nxa ikhumbula ithuba elamphonyokayo elokuyadlala elizweni leSouth Africa ngenxa yokuba bathi umfitshane. Uchasisa okuningi ngokuthi onozinti bengaqeqeshwa njani ukuze besebenze ngokusezingeni eliphezulu.
Udube odume kwele Zimbabwe ebambela iqembu lika Omine uke wadinga umsebenzi elizweni leSouth Africa ngo-2014 njalo uthi ukuba mfitshane kumphazamise amathuba akhe okuqhatshwa liqembu leFree State Stars ebeliqeqetshwa nguSteve Kompela.
Ye, namhlanje ngibona ukuthi hayi kathi esinyathezwe ukuba kompa and isikhathi engangihamba khona la kuma-trials amaZulu Free State Stars ngathi ngifika kuFree State Stars ngangithetha ukompela la izinto zazi-right but Kompela wathi yayi thiyami ayivumvo ibike isikhathi ayibinti unyango eqalisa ukufika eSouth Africa sasisonke ematrial okuningi ngangi-exam ngotho lokhu yini ngenza but umzimba
uDube yena ole minyaka engama-36 yokuzalwa uqale ukudlala umdlalo wenguqu emncane idlalela iqembu levula indlela juniors futhi wayedlala phakathi kwenkundla kodwa wathi esiya kuqembu le-Rio Stars ukuyadlala ngaphansi komqeqeshi wolodumo u-Ali Baba Dube yikho lapho antshintsha khona waba nginozinti
ngiqale ukudlala ibhora mncane sadlala kuvula indlela ngase ngithathwa ngu-Ali Baba ngayo kule kuvula indlela ngangisadlala phakathi then one day sithe sengu-Rio Stars okhiphe bangabo abanye babetshela umbone emaphepheni badane akusifani basho kwaba yikutshintsha kwami iposition from that day ngahle ngaqala ukutrena njengokhipha lapho kwaqalela khona yami ewa ngugolkipa
ngokuya kwesikhathi waqala kuba nginozinto othembekileyo uDube lapho athola khona indumela isikhathi edlalela iqembu le-Homine kunenga akukhumbulayo ngesikhathi yekuqembu le-Chikurubhati lona elafika kufinal yembada Diamonds Cup ngomnyaka ka-2013 kodwa lanqotshwa i-Islanders nge-3-0 ukhumbula kakhulu ukuncintisana lo-Ariel Sibanda baze bafika la ku-national team abantu bebuzana ukuthi ngubani oyingcitshi ngomnyaka
ka-2014 so ukubona ukuthi elafika izosiba khona lapha nokuya kutshengisa ukuthi lawo usebenza nzima khona kwakungekho lula njengoba akhipha ababesuka amathimu atshiyeneyo yena u-Ariel Wyland babesithi ublind lami kwangumane yalinjani angiblind so njele thina sesiwodwa sabe sitshela ndaniyawukhulela la etiniyawukhulela kodwa ababejaja ngabantu ababenjani bephandle njalo la bantu oyakusebenza lawo deyinjia
uDube uthi umdlalo angasoze awukhohle umdlalo lapho acina esebamba khona engazilungiselelanga lapho iqembu le-Homine elangcikilana khona leqembu le-Dynamo se-Rufaro Stadium ngomnyaka wakhe wakuqala ku-Premier Soccer League ngo-2013
sasiyadlala e-Dynamo eHarare ngisuke lapha ngikwazi ukuthi ngihlezi bahle ngilisapho sitshele umabu kahle kahle sitshele umabu Ephraim Mazaro ngoba manje sibuyela lapha na sesiyatshintsha wafu wathi sesidlala yazi wathi sithi ngosudlala engakatshela ucoach ngaqhuba wathi ethi awungabi le nto ibhola athi lidlala athi zinwani isemu yale naleli ozolidlala lapha kwi-Premier League endenakanye sathi ibhola liqala washe baqalisa wathi akuyazi iDynamo seyenda Ocean Shield but of course washe walitshala i-Ocean Shield athi kubamba 1-1
uDube uthe okunye okwancedayo ukudlala labadlali abalesipiliyoni okuyiba bamncedayo lasemdlalweni lapho kwakungani udlise khona njengomdlalo abawudlala leZPC Caraiba
umuntu watshaya ibhora mna ngangitshela iphandle ngathi ngitshela ngangitshela ibhora kubo-volleyball ngalithola linjani isenethi lahle ngangidlala lamasizi players we-DG Gibbet Banda mina Jimbea babonga nje idobo esijikele sento sewushoshile yikho ukukhona kusatshintshe ungakhangeli phandle and the late game I think sayiwina 3-1
uDube uthi onozinti kumele baphiwe isikhathi lesineke ukwenzela ukuthi ilizwe leZimbabwe lenelise ukubavuna sebekuzinga eliphezulu uthi njengesiphuzo sewayini onozinti bavuthwa ngokukhula besentubeni beze bebe ngocwebesha okwamanje uDube uqeqesha onozinti beqembu leZimbabwe Saints elidlala kuziFA Southern Region Division 1 Soccer League uzihlalela lomdeni wakhe elokishini lemganwini kobulawayo njalo labantwana ababili imele istudio 7 kobulawayo nginguJoseph Njanji.
Singakehlukani kesikhangele ezinye zenhloko zendaba ebezikhokhela iningi emhlabeni jikelele okugoqela abeZimbabwe lilokhe licubungula ukuthi kambe umbuso kamnumzana Donald Trump uza kuba lomthelela bani. Sizwe ezigoqela ezokholo ezabatsha lezamasiko kuwona lo umsakazo. Silugqiba lapha uhlelo lwethu lwanamhlanje. Abangenelisanga ukulalela uhlelo lwethu lilakho kuya ebulenjini kukheli ethi www.voandebele.com. Olivalelisayo yimi uSithandekile Mhlanga ngisithi asidibane njalo kusasa.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa ku Studio 7
kusukela ngo 7:30 kusiya ku 8:00 ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 PM kusvika na 7:30 PM.
Apo tinokupa yenawo muririmi rweshona.
Lila